Hello, my dears. Welcome back for another episode of Main Character Energy with Josephine Moon. I know it's been quite a decade, and I'm not going to do the same thing that I usually do on every episode for the past year, where I apologize for not giving you guys as many episodes, but I've been busy. Also, things in pop culture have not been that interesting, but it's finally starting to shake up, so I thought there was no time like the present then to sit down and give you an episode of all the things that have been going on. Give you some updates in life, kind of rant a little bit because I'm sure everyone misses my very long rants. But I just want to say this episode is possibly going to be very long, but also I am going to be talking very quickly because I have a lot of stories that also need a lot of background information to give you, and I'm not trying to waste time on that. So if you think on my normal episodes I talk fast, prepare yourself. This is your warning now. Before we get into that, I just want to very quickly rant about icks in friendships. And this isn't pointed towards anyone. It's just things I've noticed over the past year or so, just in people, conversations I've had with friends about their friends. So it's very general and not pointed. That is my disclaimer, okay? So no one effing message me complaining. Like, I don't care, honestly. I really don't. You know when you notice something in a friend where it's like, oh, maybe they are not great at communicating, or maybe they're a sloppy drunk, or maybe they're just not someone who puts an effort into the friendship. And generally, I feel like after a certain point in like maybe life or age or just situations, you start to actually get annoyed. But I feel like sometimes you're just like, oh, it is what it is. That's just that type of person. You gotta get over it and move on. But I feel like generally some things I just ignore, or I'm like, oh, it's not that serious. And then after a while it builds and it's like, oh, that's actually really effing annoying. And I don't know how much longer I care to deal with it or excuse it or defend it to other people. And I think that's what gets me all riled up, is when you notice something in a friend and they notice something, they'll say like, oh, I'm so bad at communicating, or I'm such a bitch to people, but you know, at least I'm upfront or whatever. And it's just like, if you know something is an issue with you, should you not work on it? Like, I know we're in this era sometimes of just like, you are who you are, and if people don't like it, then like, those aren't my people. But it's also like, maybe we should be changing a little bit of those things, you know? I don't know. I just have found it very interesting in certain people and like talking to friends about their friends and whatnot. It just has been grinding my gears recently. And I had a conversation with another friend like a few weeks ago of like, there's a group of us. And this person was saying how there's one person in the group who like, they've tried to be friends and it just hasn't worked out. And they were saying how at this age in their life, it's just like, I'm wanting the friends who are for me to be there for me. And I just don't think that's what it is anymore. So I just don't think we're friends anymore. And I was like, I don't think that's that big of a deal, because I feel like once you get in your late 20s, unfortunately, you just kind of want the people in your life that you're going to be possibly, you're going to be getting married, you're going to be having kids. You want those people in your life to know, you want to know, sorry, that those are the people in your life that are going to be there and show up for you. And you get to that age of like, okay, I've been friends with this person for a few years and they haven't really been the best. They haven't really been there for me. They haven't really shown up or cared or checked in. And what's the point of keeping on to that friendship? So you guys can occasionally go out for a drink every few weeks or every month to chat about nothing and then not speak to each other again. Like, who cares? Who cares? You're not missing anything. Or just like those people who can't get a grip on their lives and just love to complain. I was like, I went to New Orleans this weekend with a friend, and I was asking, like, would you consider someone who complains all the time a negative person? And they said yes. And I was like, very interesting, because you kind of complain all the time. This entire trip, you've complained about every single thing under the sun. Would you consider yourself a negative person, or negative depending on the circumstance? And it was crickets. And maybe that was just mean of me to say, but it was just like, when you when you travel with someone and you're with each other every moment of the day from dusk till dawn for 3 to 4 days, it's just like, oh God. You know, you notice things that you don't notice even when you spend like a day with them, obviously. And I was just like, oh my God, you complain so much. Every single thing. Oh, the waiter could smile more. Oh, it's so hot. Oh, I didn't bring the right clothes. Ah, it's this. Ah, it's so dirty on the... It's like every single thing that happened was a negative comment. And I love to complain. Please, please, please. We all know I love to complain. But at a certain point, like, your complaining brings a negative energy to where people don't want to be around you. Like, it's okay to, like, maybe whine about something. But if you're constantly complaining about things that you can't control, it's like, what are we doing here? If I complain that my friends are shitty all the time, after a while, it's like, then pick better friends. You know what I mean? So I feel like I do this every few years where I go through a phase of like reevaluating the people in my lives and seeing like, who do I actually want to continue building a friendship with? And who am I okay to just like slip away from and remove myself from the situation? I am the queen of, if it's not serving my life, if we're not building something together, even a friendship, relationship, whatever, I will very quickly remove myself because I don't feel the need to explain something to someone that if it's who they are and they're not going to change, what is the point of having a conversation with them about it? Like, hey, I don't want to be friends with you anymore because I think you're a negative person and you're never going to change and you're so unpleasant to be around. And I don't feel like talking to you about my life or hearing about your life. Like, it's a very rude thing to say to someone. So it's just remove yourself. And some people don't like that, but it's effective, I must say.
It's effective. At least for me. I don't know about the other people. They might be still talking about it years later, but it's not the energy that I have to deal with, so whatever.
I could actually do a full 30-minute episode about friendships and icks and irritations in life, but I have so much to talk about today, so we're going to get onto one other thing that I want to talk about, because I went to the local Coney Island in New York with one of my friends a few weeks ago, and we were talking about work and friends and just people in general, and she was saying how annoying it is when people, this is also about complaining, but like when people complain about work all the time when you're with them. And I must agree, I do find it irritating. Like when you go to a dinner with someone, you're like, oh, how's the family? How's work? How's life? And those three questions are just like the general, like get it out of the way. Cause like it's, you know, so you can start talking about things that you both want to actually talk about that you can contribute to. But when someone like is talking to you about like, oh, my boss is so mean, they're making me work so late about this, this, and that, or oh, this, like work sucks. Unless you have like one of those jobs that you absolutely love and you never have any complaints, your manager's great, your hours are great. No, even then, people don't want to hear about it and people don't want to talk about it. And that goes for the opposite. If your job is very taxing and it's very busy and you feel like your mental health is declining because of it, like, I'm very much a proponent of, if it's not serving you, find something else instead of complaining about it to everyone all the time. And it's okay to complain about work for like a minute. When you see someone, oh, hey, how's work? It's been very busy right now, but you know, that's work, that's life. Continue on. If you have one little snippet of a story to tell, tell that and that's it. But if you're sitting down with someone and they're talking about work for 30 minutes and you know their manager, the two people on their team, the two people under them, their director, what they just talked about in their last all hands meeting, if you're at the point to where you could probably do their job because they've been talking about it so much, it's like, girl, you gotta read the room. No one cares. No one cares. I have so many friends and I absolutely love and adore them, but they do this all the time. I'm like, ugh. I'm going to listen because you clearly need to talk about it, but this is draining to me and I don't care. I don't. And I speak for a lot of people. I do. Even if you literally worked for Beyonce and was on her tour and you had the most exciting things to talk about, I would honestly be like, I'm good. I don't want to sit here and listen to you talk about this for 40 minutes, even though she's the love of my life. Nothing is interesting enough and nothing is juicy enough for me to care, for anyone to care. So let this be a warning to everyone on the planet, because I've had so many people talk about this, like, oh, I hate when she talks about work so long. I hate when he just like babbles on about his manager. Like,
I've heard this from people so much that I have to bring it up to the people. This is a warning for everyone. Don't be that friend. Don't be that person. Okay? Get to it. Move on. Tell your therapist. Write it in a journal. Get a dog and tell your dog about the woes of life. Like, no. No more. Okay? And with that... I need to give some quick updates to the podcast. I had like a few other things that I want to talk about, but I've got so many stories that I need to get into. So recently I've decided that I want to kind of change up the podcast a little bit because I absolutely love and adore my friends, the ones that I'm keeping in my life, of course. And somehow it always gets brought up like, oh, let me be on the podcast. I'm like, do you know anything about pop culture? And they're like, no. So I'm like, then you can't be on the podcast because what are we going to talk about? So there are going to be two versions of this podcast coming up very soon. One episode is going to be once a month, I'm going to say. That's the goal, but we'll see, guys. Just keep up with me because it's summertime. You know how I am during the summer. One episode a month is going to be all things pop culture. One episode a month is going to be maybe talking about a show, maybe talking about life, traveling, sex, relationships, crack cocaine, who knows? A little bit of both. So I can have people that I find funny and interesting on to chit chat about. And I can also talk about pop culture, the thing that I love the most. So that's the updates. I will probably be having a new episode come out within the next 2 to 3 weeks with a friend about who knows what. But if you have things that you want to hear us babble about, talk about, who knows, send it in to me on Instagram or whatever, and I will possibly do it if it's interesting enough to talk about for 30 minutes. Okay, so it's time because I can't bide my time any longer. Let's get into some stories. Absolutely have to start the show off talking about Vanderpump Rules. I'm sure if you're listening to this podcast, you've either heard a little bit about it or you know a lot about it. I'm going to try my best to give the briefest, quickest recap before I talk about the season finale that happened last night. And I will have to come back at the end of the reunion episode that's coming in the next 3 weeks to talk about that, because apparently some big, not spoilers, but big information comes out of it, and I cannot wait. If you have not watched, nor do you watch Vanderpump Rules, even if you don't watch it, like, you're going to be intrigued by the storyline because there's so much to talk about. There's so much to digest. So we just need to get into it. So here's a recap. This is a show on Bravo. It's been on for like 10, 15 years. It's a bunch of like young people who worked in a restaurant for Lisa Vanderpump. And some of the main characters are having the biggest scandal that anyone has seen on reality TV in a very long time. And that's saying something. We have seen some things, you guys. So try to remember these key characters. If you don't, whatever. Also, I need to quickly note that there are two Toms in the situation. It's Tom Sandoval and Tom Schwartz. So I'm going to call them by their last names. Cool. Here we go. So Tom Sandoval and Ariana have been dating each other for the past 9 years. They originally started as kind of an affair, but not really. He was dating someone else and had cheated on her by kissing Ariana, and then they broke up, and then Ariana and Sandoval got together. They've been together for 9 years, and Ariana's best friends with Raquel, Rachel, and this past season on the show, they've been showing us how Raquel has been interested in Tom Schwartz, who is another Tom of the two Toms, and this whole season, it's just been like, oh, she's interested in Tom Schwartz. They kissed. Tom Schwartz just got out of a 12-year relationship, 7-year marriage with his now ex-wife. And their only rule was to not make out with anyone in the group. And that ended up not happening because Tom Schwartz and Raquel made out a few times. But while this whole season was going on for like 9 months, Raquel was actually having an affair with Tom Sandoval and was kissing Tom Schwartz to cover it up. Again, Raquel is Ariana's best friend. So they've been having this affair this entire time. The affair started when Ariana's dog had just died, and the day after their dog died, Tom Sandoval and Ariana started hooking up. Raquel was getting as close as humanly possible to Ariana to see like what was going on, and like checking in on her feelings, while Ariana was defending Raquel to the whole group because the whole group was starting to hate Raquel for
just being psychotic and mentally unhinged. And so we finally get to this episode last night where we get all the details, and it is next level. So this past season finale episode shows us the timeline, how it happened, everyone's reactions, what's going on. And so Ariana finds out because Tom Sandoval is in this fake band, like he's mentally unhinged. She also has a history of cheating on all his girlfriends on the show. Like his first girlfriend, he cheated on multiple times. And this girlfriend, Ariana, of 9 years, he's cheated on. What came out at the end of the episode was it wasn't just with Raquel. He like hooked up with someone else that apparently they both know, but they're not going to say who. Anywho, it starts off with Tom and this fake band. They're having a concert. His phone drops out and security hands it to Ariana to keep safe. And she just had a feeling to check his phone. And she checks his phone and sees a recorded FaceTime of Tom Sandoval and Raquel masturbating with each other. And she goes insane, as anyone would. And they leave the concert. He is yelling at her for some reason and not taking any accountability, which is not shocking because he's never able to take accountability for anything. He just likes to deflect, but that is what it is, nor here nor there. And so we get to, I'm assuming like a few days after all this dropped, they're sitting in the house and he literally cannot even apologize. He's just like, I wasn't getting anything from you. We weren't having sex anymore. You don't like to come out with me anymore. And this relationship has been dead for so long. She's giving me what I am not getting from you. And he's literally just making so many excuses and not one apology. And she reads him to filth, and it needed to be done. Because how are you going to cheat on your girlfriend who you both bought a house together, which I don't know how that situation is going to happen because he's mortgaged out the house for this fake restaurant that he's trying to buy, which is about to literally go bankrupt because nobody wants to go there or support him. And it's just insane. Okay, but sorry. Back to what I was saying. They bought a house together in this past season that we were watching. They were going to get her embryos frozen and check his sperm so they could possibly have kids one day. And he was saying in like the past 2-3 episodes, like, oh, you just like don't come out with me anymore. I want us to spend more time together, while he's literally banging her best friend all over their house, everywhere in front of everyone. And it's just next level. And so he can't apologize. She's like, do you have anything else you need to say to me before we never speak again? And he's just like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean for this to happen. That's it. Like, okay, ciao, sir. Ciao. So then we get to the next scene. Like, I'm literally going scene from scene because, like, it was insane. If you don't care about this, like, skip 15 minutes ahead. Like, honestly, skip ahead because I got to get into this. Tom Sandoval goes over to Tom Schwartz. Schwartz and Sandy's. They are making their own restaurant. They're both morons. But Sandoval goes over to Schwartz and starts immediately fake crying. Not one tear is coming out. And is like, I can't believe I've done this. Everyone hates me. And Tom Schwartz is like, you need to post something about how this shouldn't affect our business because we're getting 1-star reviews on Yelp. We're being canceled and we have like 30 people on our staff that rely on this and blah, 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 blah. I was like, girl, no one cares about your little restaurant that's in a mall in like Glendale. Like no one cares. But he's fake crying and saying, he literally says, sorry, I got to get into this. He was like, oh, I really wanted to tell Ariana, but I just had a feeling that she didn't want to know. And honestly, if she wanted to know, she could have just followed me and seen that I wasn't coming to your place. I was going to Raquel's place. So he's literally saying, if she wanted to catch me cheating, she should have followed me home whenever I said I was going to stay at my best friend's house. Like, what logic is that? Can you imagine being that narcissistic and psychotic that you're blaming your girlfriend for trusting you after 9 years and believing you? That's insane. We kind of just go through all this stuff throughout the episode of just like everyone finding out and everyone's responses to it. But the craziest part of the episode, I think the two craziest parts of the episode, was Tom Sandoval going over to Raquel's and Raquel having absolutely no remorse. She's just like, well, we love each other. And it is what it is. And that's literally it. She's not like, oh, I feel so bad for what I've done, for what we've done. It's just like, I love you. This has been the best sex of my life. And I trust you. Like, what is going on? I know there's not much going on in her head, but like,
to that degree is insane. And then after that, she stops filming and disappears for literally no one cares. And I must say, the most interesting part of the episode for me was actually the conversation between Tom Sandoval and Sheena, because factor in about Sheena. Sheena, I think, other than Katie, is... Well, technically, Sheena's the one who started this show because she had an affair with Eddie something like 20 years ago, but not really an affair because he told her he was getting divorced. But that started a whole lot of drama on Housewives, which started this show pretty much. So this is Sheena's show, even though she's beyond irrelevant at times. Her and Sandoval have known each other for 14 years, longer than anyone else on the show. So I think for her, this was also a very, very big betrayal. But also this entire season, she was defending Sandoval, saying no, when everyone else thought Sandoval was like disgusting and deplorable, which he is, and Raquel isn't a whore and a disgusting piece of trash. She was defending them both. Like, they would never do this. They're just friends. Like, that's like me and Sandoval doing something. Like, it would never happen. The conversation between them, I felt, was the most emotional and the most heartfelt, I would say, which is crazy. He didn't have any of that emotion towards his girlfriend or anyone else. But I think him and Sheena's friendship was just next level for some reason, because he like came in immediately and he was like shaking. Like, and this one actually looked like tears, because all the other ones, like, he was fake crying and fake having a panic attack when he went to Lisa's. This one looked very real to me. But he was like coming in shaking, like he had no words. He had already started to cry because Sheena was like actually shaking and crying too. Like, I've been defending you this whole time. How could you do this? Like, this is disgusting. And I was talking to my friend about it last night, and he was saying like, oh, I wanted to break up with her, but she said she was going to kill herself. And I tried to break up with multiple times, but she said this, this, and that. And if you haven't watched the show, or if you have watched the show and you remember, Sheena was married to a drug addict. Like, she didn't realize, she obviously didn't marry a drug addict knowing he was a drug addict, but she was married to a drug addict who was not okay in any type of way. And if she has the strength to leave him, you can leave your girlfriend who has friends and everyone else around her to take care of the pieces. And I thought it was very interesting how he just kept saying, I kept trying to break up with her, but never did. Just kept having sex with her best friend. It was just very, very interesting. But I have never felt high like that, like watching that show with everyone else in the world. Oh my God, it was like, it's like crack. I don't even know. It was just gorgeous. I could actually talk about this for 30 more minutes, but I'm going to wait for the reunions because that's when all the drama is really going to come out of it. But all you need to know from this is Tom Sandoval, trash. Raquel, trash. Tom Schwartz, trash. James Kennedy, King energy. It was the comedic relief that we needed from such a heavy, dark episode. Ariana, queen. Sheena, kind of queen. You know what? Princess. We'll give her princess vibes. But and you know what? All this really just comes from Lala, because she said the entire season. Something fishy is going on with Sandoval and Raquel the entire season, and no one really believed her. And she was right. She called this 8 months ago. She called it. Stunning, stunning, stunning. Oh, that's such a high. I like need to take a breather before I talk about the rest of the stuff. Oh my God. Okay, so our next story is going to be a little bit of old news, but I had posted a lot about it on the Instagram and people wanted to know my thoughts and feelings on it. So I'm going to talk about Miss Rihanna. And I know what I'm going to say is not going to be the most popular or the most polite, but the truth is the truth, and that's what it is. So let's talk about Rihanna's Super Bowl performance, even though it was literally months ago, but I never spoke about it, and I had a lot of thoughts, and her Oscars performance, and her Met. I just don't know why, and if you follow me on Instagram, you'll know. It's not even a Rihanna hating phase. It's just, I'm not interested in what she's putting out, and I think everyone has been so deprived of her as an actual artist and not like a beauty guru, that they're just kind of okay with accepting the bare minimum and being, not to bring it back to the love of my life, but here we are. But being a fan of Beyonce and seeing her through every stage of her life, pregnant, not pregnant, going through it with that beast of a husband of hers, like,
I just have a level for performers and what they can give us, even when they are not able to give us as much. So my bar is at that level. And I know not every person is going to agree with that. Not every person is going to be like, oh, or sorry, every artist is going to be like, well, I can't do like her, so there's no point of even trying. You can put in a little bit more effort. So let's get into her Super Bowl performance. I'm sorry, but the only thing that was gorgeous or great about that performance was her face. Like, her face looks stunning. I feel like her performance was a great advertisement for Fenty Beauty, but not for her singing career. It just wasn't giving anything. The vocals, I mean, to be fair, Rihanna is not a singer. She is great in the studio. She's got great producers, great writers to bring out the bops, but she has never been a great performer. Any of her, like, her past 3 or 4 tours that were, like, 10, 15 years ago, but a long time ago, if you went to any of those tours, you would know that Rihanna's not a performer. Like, she comes out, she does a little bop, she shakes a little hip, and she barely sings because she doesn't really want to be there, which is how you make money back then. So I said going into this that, like, it's not going to be a performance that everyone thinks it's going to be. There's not going to be a lot of choreography from her. There's not going to be a lot of, like, vocals from her. And she proved me right. She really did. And everyone's like, well, she's pregnant. That's why. No, Beyonce's performed pregnant. She sang her absolute ass off while she was pregnant both times. So you can't really use it as an excuse. And I'm not saying that, like, oh, because she's pregnant and she didn't want to give it all, but made it a bad performance. It's that people are using her pregnancy as an excuse to why, well, it wasn't as good because she was pregnant. But if she wasn't pregnant, we would have been like, oh, that wasn't very good. But because she's pregnant, we're just going to say, yeah, it was good. It was, Rihanna's back. She's not back. Like, I've been saying this for such a long time. She hates having to be an artist. She hates having to sing. She hates having to perform. She has for a very long time. And now she doesn't need to because she has Fenty Beauty. She has Fenty lingerie. She has all the things. Like, she doesn't need to, and that's perfectly fine. But we need to stop pretending that she's giving us what she used to give 15 years ago. Okay? Please, let's not lie. Let's not lie to ourselves, because an album is not coming for another very long time. She had another baby on the way, which she announced at the Super Bowl. We are not getting music for a very long time, and that's okay. Let's just let that be, okay? Which moves on to the Oscars performance. I know this was a while ago, so I just had to get this out of my system, you guys. The Oscars performance was also very lackluster and very flat. Even if you're not able to give us, like, dancing, choreography, like, gorgeous moments, at least give us, like, some vocals if you're just going to stand there. And she did not give us that. And again, she's not really a big singer. We all know that. None of her songs are hard to sing. It's mostly just, where have you been all my life? It's a lot of production. Okay, so I don't know why, again, we got our hopes up for it, but disappointing. Was there anything else I have to say that's, like, so mean? I'm just bringing a pregnant woman down, which I'm not trying to. I'm just being honest about someone's performance. And I feel like if I was on American Idol, I would 1,000% be Simon Cowell, and I would probably be a lot meaner. So it's a good thing I'm not. Christ above the way. I would, no comment on that. Okay, let's get into the love of my life, because this is a very quick one. Next story is about Miss Beyonce. She has started her Renaissance tour. And you guys, this is how you give what needs to be given. The production, the singing, the outfits, the choreography. Oh my God. The production outside of the stage, like the Renaissance Circle, the gifts. You guys. Now, I must say, from what it's looking like, this is probably going to be her last tour for either a very long time or ever. It's giving, this is the final tour. It seems as though she's going to be making, like, an Amazon or Netflix or maybe HBO documentary movie again. And it'll probably add, like, her visuals in there, because we're not getting the visuals. Get over it. And then, I don't know, like, maybe she might do a residency, like, somewhere in the next, like, 4 or 5 years and still put out albums. But I don't see her doing any type of tour after this again. So if you've never seen Beyonce, and I suggest that, I've seen her 3 times, I think, I would highly suggest it. Get a ticket. I know they're expensive, but get a ticket. This is one to see. This is something you're going to want to say you were able to see in your lifetime. Go and get a ticket. She's playing not only her new album, which is Bops on Bops on Bops, but she is playing her old song. She is playing Crazy in Love. She is doing Who Won the World, Girls, Halo, did I say Drunk in Love already? Partition, Savage. Like, she's doing all the songs that you already know if you haven't listened to this album or didn't enjoy this album for some idiotic reason. Like, it's giving everything it needs to give. And I'm so excited to see her at the end of July. Like, I'm probably going to pass out. I'm probably going to ascend into the heavens and be pushed straight back down. I am so excited. It looks so good. And the vocals, you guys. Even if I'm going to pretend to try and understand why people like don't like Beyonce, but whatever. Even if you're not a fan of her music, you can't say the woman is not talented. Like, the vocals alone. She could literally just stand there and sing. She wouldn't even need to move around and it would be the best performance of my life. Like, please. All that to say, sorry. She posted the other day that she is possibly coming out with a hair care line. And I actually think that is for the best because she had Ivy Park. And while Ivy Park was interesting, it wasn't really her brand. Like, she's not really an athleisure wear girl other than when she's doing rehearsals for shows. Like, but also she could be. We don't really see her in her daily life. We only see her when she wants to, oh my God, was that English? We only see her when she wants to be seen and when there's an event. And even then we sometimes don't see her. So it just didn't really make sense. The Ivy Park line, it did end up, I think Adidas either sold it or they like cut ties with each other because like it wasn't making money. She would have all these drops. It was just kind of the same thing in different colors. And it just like, it wasn't really it. Like, it had some good pieces, but altogether it probably was a very big chunk of money that Adidas was probably losing. So it makes sense for them to part ways, but her having a hair care line, like, she's always had really gorgeous hair. Yeah, she's got like wigs and weaves, but like her natural hair is actually insane. So she posted that she's gonna be coming out with a hair care line, which is more on brand for her. Like, her mom was a hairstylist, Destiny's Child. They like started their first performances or practicing singing or whatever at her mom's hair salon. That was her first job, was cleaning up the hair in a hair salon. And so like that feels more authentic to her. And I also feel like because her hair is so amazing, and yes, she has the money to like get and do and have people take care of it perfectly, but this makes more sense. And I will be trying this out. Hopefully it's at a price point that makes sense for human beings who aren't billionaires, because I hate when people come out with any type of beauty, any type of line, and the price point is just like idiotic, honestly. I it doesn't make sense. So hopefully the price point is normal and I will be buying it in, I'll have to bring a huge IKEA bag and take everything home with me because it's going to sell out immediately. Anywho, the love of my life is on tour. I cannot wait to see her. I'm actually going to faint and cry. I need to find a way to sneak in or get someone to buy me like Club Renaissance circle tickets for the first night, because I've got tickets for the second night in New York, but I need to find a way to go to the first night. I think I'm going to have to prostitute my body or something because I need to go. I need to go both nights and I need to see her. Like, so I need to be like in her armpits, like licking her armpits. That's how close I need to be to her. So we'll see. I'll keep you guys updated. If you know anyone who like, you know, wants to give out tickets to a lovely young girl, I'm here. Speaking of concerts, I guess I'll talk about it because people do seem to care about her. Taylor Swift is on her, not Lover's Eras tour. And from what I've seen on TikTok, Instagram, I feel like I've actually seen the entire concert. It does look good. If you're a Swiftie and you got tickets or you're trying to get tickets, I would suggest going because it does look amazing. The production does look very good. The outfits look good. The singing is her version of singing. So like, you would enjoy it. But we need to talk about her breakup and her new man, because it's very peculiar to me that in the past, I think 6-7 years that she was dating Joe Alwyn, I believe is his name, a quote unquote British actor who no one has ever seen act in anything, but whatever. We never really saw them out together. They never did anything public together in the 6-7 years that they were together. And allegedly they broke up in December. So she's had the past 4 months to have a little breather, like get herself together. And now she's dating the frontman from the 1999, 79, 69, whatever. And Matt Healy is his name, or Matty Healy. I find it very strange that we're getting so many photos and paparazzi of them. What I find the most strange is how no one is talking about Matt E. Healy's past and how there's like videos of him doing the Nazi salute, him saying and posting anti-Semitic things, him also saying that the porn he likes to watch is like black women being abused. There's so many toxic things about this man, and I find it strange that T-Swizzle, of all people, is attaching her name to this, which is giving, like, something crazy happened with Joe that she's just like, I don't want anyone to ask or talk to me about it, so I'd rather date this very problematic person, so then everyone's talking about this and nothing else. Or, like, I just don't understand it, because she's not a stupid girl. Everything she does is extremely calculated to a point where it's so annoying, but everything she does is calculated, so it's just weird that this is the man she's choosing to publicly say that she's dating and be seen out with him constantly, holding hands, going to dinners. It's just really strange to me. You know, it is what it is. If anyone, you know, no one knows listening to this podcast, so I'm not even going to say what I was going to say. Let's move on. Very quick random news. Robert De Niro has had his 7th baby at the age of like 79 or something like that, which is wild. Like, it's crazy how men can just keep producing those little sperms to the end of time. And women have to, like, maybe 35, 40 to get their eggs together before it shrivels up and is gone. But men, they're pumping those hoes out 24/7. Like, sir, you are geriatric. You won't even get to see them go to middle school. Why are you having more kids? Shut it down. Snip, snip, snip. Speaking of snip, 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 Serena Williams is pregnant with her second baby with her husband. And I guess I love that for her. I literally have nothing else to say on that matter. So let's move on. Let's talk about King Charles's coronation. It's so weird to say that out loud. It like actually horrifies me, but sent an actual shiver down my spine. But King Charles had his coronation about 2-3 weeks ago, and it was very interesting. But mostly, of course, everyone only talked about Harry and Meghan, and that Meghan wasn't there. And Harry was 3 rows behind everyone and couldn't see anything. And he only came for the actual coronation, then immediately left and went back on a plane to go back home. Didn't stay to talk to any of his family, see his father, just came to be seen and then left. And I just find, you guys know my quandary with this man. So, and it's been a while since I've ranted about him. So, you know, it is what it is. I find it so strange. Like, what was the point of coming if you were just immediately going to leave? Like, you might as well have stayed home, because it would have been the same level of press about you being there as you not being there. And it would just be like, oh, he's staying home because he wrote a book trashing them and saying how this whole institution is fake and racist and dumb and why do we still do it? Yet he's going to show up and be all smiles pretending that he hasn't tried to burn his family down a million times over the past 3 years. It's just a little weird and a little psychotic, but you know, that's Harry. But the coronation I was going to say a moment in time. That's so dramatic. It was history. Like, even if I hate that man, it is an insane thing to fully see. Obviously, most of us are going to see another one, maybe 2, depending on when that all happens. But obviously, probably in the next 10 years, we will be seeing William's coronation, which will be actually something that's interesting and that people actually want to see and care about. And just seeing Kate be the absolute queen that she is. But before the day or two before the coronation, there was a bunch of stories coming out about beef with Camilla and how someone in the family, I think it was probably Anne, saying that she's a queen consort, she's not a queen. And you kind of felt that vibe from the rest of the family throughout the coronation, because there's a few videos of King Charles and Camilla walking by for like the second part of the coronation or the festivities afterwards. And they're all supposed to bow to both of them. And they only bowed to Charles. And when Camilla walked by, they all just like stood there straight or looked away. So it is giving like there is a little bit of beef with Camilla, but good on her. Like, she was a whore, she was a mistress, and now she is the queen consort, which is insane. Like, what? Wild. The person who really stole the show was Kate and her daughter, Charlotte. I want to say Charlotte Louise, but that could be completely wrong. But it is Charlotte, looking absolutely stunning. Oh my god, she is queenie, queenie, queenie vibes to her core.
And I'm lit for it. I can't wait for her to be crowned actual queen. And it was beautiful. The rest of the celebrations were, I don't even know. I didn't watch, to be very honest. I watched like pieces of it because it was so early in the morning and Mama was tired. I had things going on in my life. But if you haven't watched it, I'm sure you saw little clippets from it and the little things that came out of it. But let's get on to our final story, which has a lot of other stories built into it. Because you know I can't do an episode without talking about the Kardashians. Because I believe I said in my last episode that how they're in their flop era. And they are. There's no doubting that. But there's been so many things, little things, coming about. And that will be coming about since the new show is about to start. I think either next week or the week after. And the preview for this new season does actually look good. I feel like they're probably going to talk about the Balenciaga scandal. They're going to talk about all the drama that was going on with her and Kanye last year. Hopefully she talks about what happened with her and Pete, even though it's so long gone. I would just like an answer of what happened. Like, all the rumors were he proposed and it was going too fast. And that's why she flew to Australia to break up with him, then flew right back 12 hours later. That's the rumor. I would love for her to just tell us what happened so we can all move on with our lives. Because it does still stick in my mind a little bit. But whatever. There's also drama between Kim and Courtney, which there always is, but it seems like there's been a lot of beef between them the past year since the wedding. A little bit of drama between Kylie and the family talking about beauty standards, because if you have noticed with her, I think the past maybe 6+ months, she's looking a little bit more natural. It looks like she's getting some of the work or fillers or whatever she's had done to her body removed. She's looking more like a human being rather than a doll. So good for her. And so it seems like the season could actually be good, but who knows? The past season wasn't flop. The first season was good, mostly. But the second season was a flop. Like, no one cared or talked about it. Speaking of, did anyone, probably not because no one has spoken about it since, watch the little short documentary that Courtney and Travis did on their wedding? So boring. Two people that don't ever need to be filmed. They're so boring, but like, that's okay. She doesn't need to be interesting anymore. She was interesting the first few years of the show with Scott, and we saw all her trauma with that relationship. And so now she's just living in wedding bliss with a normal-ish man who loves her feet. So you know what? Live your truth. But let's talk more about the relationships throughout the family. Kendall is dating Bad Bunny, which I find very random. And don't come for me, please. Don't come for me. I don't get the hype with Bad Bunny. Like, I don't really get the hype with his music. He is, to me, wildly unattractive. I don't see it. But to each their own. To each their own. That's all I'm gonna say. There also seems to be some drama quite recently with Tristan and Chloe. Everyone thinks that Tristan and Chloe are back together. But Tristan's mother died, I want to say, 2 or 3 months ago. And I think they've just become friends since then. She did post saying they are not back together. The family just supports him as a father to her children, you know? Which I think is admirable, which is what they all do. Like, they don't publicly denounce these men, even though they should because they're horrible. But they have this rule in their family, which is, it is what it is. Anywho, the last of the relationships that seem to be rumors in the family is Kylie and Timothy Chalamet, which is the most random pairing on the planet. And there hasn't been any other news about them since. Like, there was like 2 weeks of There was 2 weeks of information of like, they were seen at like an In-N-Out or something like, or a taco shop, and her car was seen at his place. And that's really it. There's been no photos of them actually together. So who knows? But she is single. Her and Travis are not together. Okay. I was going to talk about the past season of Succession, because I have started watching it since the last time we spoke. And I have so many comments, but this episode is already long. And I also wanted to talk about Summer House. So I think in the next episode, I will talk about the whole season, because by the time this next episode comes out, we will be at the series finale of the show, and then I can talk about it all. So perfect. And I'll also do the same thing for Summer House, because the season finale is next Monday, so I'll be doing that. Anywho, things to watch, because we will be talking about them in the upcoming episodes: Succession, Summer House, Vanderpump Rules, and I am about to start Yellow Jackets. So watch those shows so we can discuss. And oh, and The Great on Hulu. People need to watch that, because I do greatly want to discuss that. I have a party to get to. So goodbye, my dears.